From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado lawmakers are already preparing for possible changes from the incoming Trump administration. As Spencer Berkland reports, Senate Republicans are creating a new select committee on energy and the environment.
The committee will be made up of three Republicans and two Democrats and will hold at least three hearings during the legislative session. But the group won't be assigned bills or pass legislation. Republican Senator Ray Scott of Grand Junction will chair the committee and says the goal is to hear from experts and gather information.
So what we thought is we'd be proactive instead of reactive to what may be happening nationally, that we needed to have conversations about everything, wind, solar, gas, oil, all those things, coal. We need to talk about all those different energy groups.
President-elect Trump has said he wants to drastically change the country's course on climate and energy. For instance, stopping all tax dollars to go towards UN climate programs and lifting restrictions on oil and gas development. Scott says there's still a lot of uncertainty, but he hopes the committee will help lawmakers and the public get a better handle on the issues. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
103-year-old Pearl Harbor survivor Lieutenant Jim Downing visited Lewis Palmer Middle School today to speak with students. Melinda Martins teaches 8th grade at Lewis Palmer and organized the visit. She says speaking to eyewitnesses is the best way to learn about history.
Lieutenant Downing is a primary source. We really encourage our kiddos to go to the source if they want to get as close to history as they can.
Downing gave a short presentation on the history of the Pearl Harbor attacks, but spent most of his time answering student questions. He's traveling to Hawaii next week for the 75th anniversary of the attacks that prompted America's entry into World War II. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.